Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic customs and etiquette form an important part of a Muslim's life. Today we are going to discuss a misconception which is found amongst many Muslims regarding these Islamic customs and etiquette, in particular to the one which relate to wedding ceremonies. Now, one of the functions which a bridegroom throws on a wedding ceremony is called the walima. And it is said that the walima is a sunnah of the Prophet. The Prophet instituted this as a sunnah. The walima banquet is actually regarded by many Muslim authorities to be a sunnah of the Prophet. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that there is no mention of any such directive in the Quran. The sunnah, if we qualify it as a practice which is distinct from hadith, also does not have any mention of it. Of course, there is a mention of walima in certain narratives, and we know that the Prophet himself threw this wedding banquet in the case of some of his wives. So therefore, on the basis of these narratives, Muslim authorities construe that walima is a sunnah of the Prophet. Now, it needs to be understood and appreciated at the very first step, that to qualify something as a sunnah, that particular act has to be something which in itself is religious in nature. It has to be a religious act. It cannot be a secular act. We know that throwing a banquet or throwing a party at a wedding ceremony is not at all a religious act in itself. So it does not qualify as a sunnah in the very first step. Now, of course, the question still remains that if it is not a sunnah, then why did the Prophet tell one of his very close companions, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, when he got married, that why didn't he, for example, throw such a wedding banquet? And he is also reported to have said, "Awlim walau bishat," that you should have offered the walima even if it was on the basis of one goat. Now, we have to understand that all that the Prophet is reported to have said in various narratives does not constitute religion. There are a number of narratives in which, for example, he is talking as the head of a state, for example. He is passing certain ordinances which are temporary in nature. He is also a person who has various companions, associates, to whom he gives social advice. And he also is a person who practices certain customs of that era. So if these things are mentioned in such narratives, then we have to classify them and see if they fall in some other category. In other words, not all what is attributed in the narratives has to be ascribed towards religion. It could be a social advice, it could be the mention of a particular custom, because for something to be qualified as a sunnah or religion, it has to be a religious practice in itself. We cannot regard anything as a sunnah if it is not a religious practice in itself. For example, if the Prophet used olive oil or he preferred the white color, then this is something which is not a religious practice in itself. So it does not qualify in the very first step to be regarded as a sunnah. So in a nutshell, we can say that the walima banquet is not at all a sunnah of the Prophet. Of course, it's a cultural thing. And as a cultural thing, the Prophet lovingly and affectionately remarked to one of his companions that he should have given this wedding banquet. So it has to be regarded as an utterance, as a saying, which falls in the ambit of this social practice and custom, which the Prophet very lovingly and affectionately asked his companion about. And we can safely say and concludingly say that walima is not at all a sunnah of the Prophet. Of course, it's a social custom. If someone throws a wedding banquet in the form of a walima, it's something it relates to its own culture. But it cannot be said that throwing the walima or celebrating a walima is an essential part of Muslim religious sunnahs which have been constituted by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات